I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London. He has traveled several times to Germany. And at the beginning of the energy challenge for Europe, last fall, as they were facing an unknown winter, the first of several before they reorganized their energy needs away from Russia and towards safe suppliers, the debate turned not only on Germany reopening its coal faces, not only on Germany relying more and more on natural gas from other sources like America, liquefied natural gas, but also nuclear energy. So this headline, Germany's energy self-sabotage. This is the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. This weekend, meaning it's already happened, Berlin will shut down its last three nuclear power plants. Germany has made an art of bad energy policy, but even so, this weekend will mark a special occasion, reads the editorial. The country's last three nuclear plants are due to shut down in an act of economic and environmental self-sabotage. Joe, the debate last fall was, we need them, we'll keep them open for a while. I see now they've shut them down, and yet did they have that debate about the safety of these plants, about their needs going forward into 2050, with all the expectation of sustainable energy? And there's no better definition of nuclear energy than sustainable.
Well, this is just an enormous disappointment and a sign that a lot of people in Berlin still haven't gotten the memo about the new world that Germany and Europe are living in terms of energy policy. Because, I mean, certainly nuclear has been controversial in Germany for decades. And what we've seen this past weekend was the culmination of a total nuclear phase out that actually started under former Chancellor Angela Merkel in 2011 in the wake of the Fukushima disaster in Japan. But it had taken on new urgency after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, where there were a lot of concerns about how Germany would meet the energy needs of an advanced industrial economy if it wasn't importing Russian natural gas anymore. And I think that what has happened here is that there was a rearguard attempt to argue very vigorously, by a bunch of politicians from several different political parties nationally and at various state levels in Germany, to argue that these nuclear plants needed to stay online. But unfortunately, a certain sense of momentum seems to have crept in. The sense was we were already on track to shut down. We don't want to revisit that issue any more than extending them for a few months. And then you also have the problem that the current environment and climate economy and climate minister in Berlin, Robert Habeck, is a member of the Green Party, which really came into its own as an anti-nuclear protest party in the 80s. So unfortunately, they got stuck with this bad political alignment, which has created really terrible energy policy.
Is it correct to my memory is that this is not the end of the conflict over energy in Europe, that there were at least two more winters to concern ourselves with, the winter of 2024 and the winter of 2025. Is that a good memory? Because there were some planning early on in the conflict.
Yes. I mean, I think that a big part of the problem, which is showing up in the nuclear debate in Germany and in a lot of these energy debates across Europe, is that there's a sense of complacency which developed because Europe did make it through the past winter without the kind of nightmare scenarios that people had feared. So for the most part, if you needed gas or electricity, you could flip on the light switch or you could turn on your stove or your heating, your furnace, and you would have the energy that you would need. And maybe you would need to turn the thermostat down a little lower than normal, but no one was freezing in their homes to the extent that we had worried about. And it wasn't even necessarily true that the economy tipped into a recession. Now, this was possible partly because a lot of people had taken preemptive measures, turning down the thermostats. There's a lot of evidence that industry had scaled back output because they were preparing for the worst. And we also had an unusually mild winter in a lot of parts of Europe. So there was less demand for energy than you might ordinarily expect during the cold months. But the real trouble is going to come in the next couple of winters when we can't assume that will be the case. and when Europe will not have had the summer that it did last year to stockpile Russian natural gas. That's not going to be an option this time. So I think they might very much come to regret their hasty decision to shut down these nuclear plants next winter if they discover that actually they are not repeating their mixed success of this year.
Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column in the journal editorial page. He's based in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Ashton.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.